Chris Conner, welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me here. Appreciate it.
So, Zesto on Broadway is over 50 years old. How long has it been in the family, so to speak?
In the Dietrich family, it's been 47 years now. And my wife and I have owned it since 2005 when we purchased it from my parents.
And they keep an active view on the whole Zesto concern here in Fort Wayne.
Yeah, they do, because they own the rights to the franchise in Indiana. Those around the Fort Wayne area, they previously owned all four of them that are in Fort Wayne. And now, you know, brother-in-law owns one, my sister-in-law owns another one, and then we own one. And because the franchise is still controlled by the family, that all the franchises have very consistent products and flavors. We work hard to keep the same consistent taste throughout the years.
So I do have to ask, do you like ice cream?
I love ice cream.
So is it a wonderful family affair and maybe just a self-fulfilling dream that you married into such a wonderful ice cream forward family?
Yeah, no, it is. My ice cream family are wonderful people, that's for sure. But yeah, I love my in-laws. It's been really a fun journey for us. We were the last to get involved only because Broadway was the last store that my father-in-law had not sold yet to sort of take a step back.
So it was always his baby and now it's your baby.
Yeah, it really was his baby. He was there every day, day in, day out. A certain way of doing everything, you know, which is good because it was instilled in all of his kids that now own a store.
So it is that attention to detail. Again, always been there and it's there right now. So your fandom there on Broadway continues to grow, but your space is finite. How many square feet do you operate in, approximately?
It's approximately 1,000 square feet.
What has changed operations-wise in that space over the years?
Mostly just the equipment. The machines are so much easier to operate from the standpoint that we don't have to maintain them as much. We used to have to clean every single night because you couldn't leave the cream in the machine itself. You'd have to pull out any cream, put it back in the cooler, clean the machine. Because there was no way to keep that cool. But the new machines, you can at least leave the cream in overnight. So we only have to really break down or take the machines apart once a week to clean them, which makes life a lot easier.
Sure, especially at the end of a busy evening. And you're open, give or take, a solid 10 hours a day. And that has to be one action-packed shift of ice cream.
Certainly can be, yeah. Absolutely. An interesting tidbit is that the machines that we use are made by Taylor, and they were, Taylor actually owned the chain Zestos years before they just sort of disbanded and sold off to individual owners. So you still see Zestos all over the country. Now they may not be using the same cream we are because they're all individually owned, but we still use Taylor machines to this day, yeah.
And speaking of what changes and what stays the same, one big constant is your recipe.
Right.
And how big of a point of pride is this for you?
It's a very big point of pride. We use a little higher butter fat than anybody else. So, I mean, we're actually making sure that we have the best quality. At the same time, conscious of the fact that don't have too many calories, but, you know, it's ice cream, you know.
That's right. Is it a challenge to keep supplied in this recipe, having manufacturers that will make this wonderful recipe for you?
Well, it's been a challenge only in the sense that quality changes and so forth happen because a dairy or whoever it might be decides that they want to cut corners or what have you. And then we have a problem with our suppliers, which means going through the headache and time-consuming process of trying to get that recipe just right with the new vendor. Because just tweaking one little thing, whether it be the sugar content or the vanilla content or the stabilizer, they all affect the taste in a drastic way.
And you won't budge one bit on getting that recipe just right?
No, we won't. We had a problem with strawberries at one time, and it was just that the strawberries weren't ripe enough, you know, and so the flavor wasn't there, and we had to switch and buy those someplace else.
And that same old way of doing things serves you well?
It does. All these years. It does.
That is fantastic. Okay, let's talk about that grand old Broadway corridor now. How do you view the decades as they come and go, smack dab in the middle of it, where you are?
I think Broadway, to us, our store is a little bit of history. It still looks very similar that it did, you know, back in 1949, I'm sure, when it was built. I know it's the same since my father-in-law owned it in 1970, you know, when he bought it. And I think Broadway sort of has that feel. But at the same time, it's old enough that it's been somewhat forgotten. So things have deteriorated along the way. I'm involved with a group called Business on Broadway, and it's myself and some other businesses that have come together. And We've been diligently working to get someone's ear in the city so that we can help revitalize or bring and attract businesses to that corridor. And we've done a good job, I think, as far as capturing somebody's ear down there. We've had the mayor walk the street with us so we could look at places we might target or might think about somehow getting some help for. They did have a facade grant program, which a number of businesses have taken advantage of, including myself, when we added on a little bit of storage space. The main reason for doing that was just to understand the program so that we could help other businesses apply for and get those grants as well. There's other businesses that have done the same that are tied into the business group. And there's some exciting things that I think will be happening in the future.
This has been a labor of love for you, obviously. What kind of clout do you think a really iconic, if you will, business such as Zesto has in bringing everything forward, and especially as you're addressing the redevelopment in that area? What can you add to that, and what do you see as some of the future that's going to be happening there on that historic corridor?
Well, I think it helps to attract businesses to know that there's businesses that are successful and that have an interest in providing a good, stable business on that corridor, so that you know that we're not going to go away, you know, anytime soon. So we at least have businesses like ours down there that are still thriving and doing well. Now, if we can get more to come to that street or that corridor, I think that'll just sort of snowball at some point. So I think we're probably the few snowflakes that start the snowball, I hope.
Well, I think at least that to be sure. And there is strength in numbers. I kind of hear you're saying that too.
Right.
And even in this 21st century and high technology that's making Broadway the place to be, you kind of speak to the whole neighborhood legend that it is as well. Do you feel that in your operations from that location?
Well, I think the thing that we bring, you mentioned, is we're more of an icon in Fort Wayne, because there's some other people that have worked far harder on revitalizing this corridor than I have. And one of them would be Nancy Shanley and Tim Guloff, who own businesses on the street too. But they're not in the forefront as much as we are, just because everybody knows Zesto's and the type of business they have probably wouldn't be as recognized anyway. So I think that's where we come in, is we do have a solid Fort Wayne iconic business that people recognize when they hear it. But I would have to give them far more credit than what I've done to push things along, you know.
I'll give everybody on that corridor a lot of credit for what's going on, and it's exciting to see what's going to be coming from it, to be sure. Through everything, good decades and bad, that have happened there along Broadway, does Zesto's business tend to hold its own?
I think we're fortunate in that, you know, we've made it through a couple few recessions here and there. And for a lot of people that no longer take a really expensive trip or what have you, this is still a little bit of an escape. That's what I've always thought.
Sure.
You know, that's
an
affordable escape, even when times are a little tougher.
And dare we mention the instant gratification factor of having a good old soft ice cream there in your hand. That's a great point. By laws of math and physics, can you increase your business as the rest of Broadway is booming? Can you grow?
We certainly could grow if there's some alternative parking, but the parking somewhat limits us. Now, we do get a lot of walk-up business from the neighborhood and so forth, but as far as people coming in from other places, I mean, parking would be our biggest issue, because not only do we have a small building square footage-wise, we have a small parking lot square footage-wise.
That might be something that comes along as development continues at this quick pace all up and down the corridor, that there will be more parking facilities, maybe even encouraging bicycling and walking.
Right. We've talked in our business group about how we would like to figure out some way to make the bike path come through there, and you know, instead of just the River Greenway, which would be really nice. I think the challenging thing with that might be that Broadway is really busy, and that's why we would love to see the rebirth at some point, I think, because it is such a thoroughfare and an entry point into Fort Wayne, really.
It is, and that's what makes it still going strong. But yes, we're hoping to see more foot and alternative wheel traffic and places to park, just to get people over that way. I am kind of curious. I know your father-in-law, Sebastian Dietrich, has given over the Zesto reins to the family, including you and your wife on the Broadway location.
Right.
But he's still certainly around, and he's still, I hope, enjoying ice cream. What does he think of the whole 21st century still icon, better than ever before?
Oh, I think he's incredibly proud, because he really instilled the values that all of the kids that own the store still adhere to this day. Keeping the place very clean, making sure you have the best product you can, and then servicing the customer as best as you can, you know. not only getting it out fast, but also giving them what they asked for and getting it correct. So he's very proud about what he's built or started in Fort Wayne. And the kids helped start or work those until such time as they purchased them from them.
It is a family affair. It is. Definitely an icon. Does your father-in-law still pop in for an ice cream cone every once in a while?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Pops in for an ice cream cone and a little sundae here and there.
As it should be. Right. And are you still having a cone occasionally? Better ask that, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm down there in a few days a week cleaning machines or what have you, and I usually have more than one, so I make them small and I have, you know, 2-3 different things, but yeah, I love what we have. I've got my own little favorites.
How does it feel to be, as some call it, the harbinger of spring when you do open those doors in the beginning of the season?
I really feel that that's the most exciting time for us in the year, when we open the doors and see everybody get so excited about our product. You know, we've even talked in the past about one of the new stores maybe having inside seating, and then, you know, you think about it being open year-round, but really, we like that excitement, and we feel like that would be dulled if it was open year-round. So spring is definitely our favorite time to see all the excitement here in Fort Wayne, and the support that we've had for so many years is it's really humbling, if nothing else.
Chris Connor and his wife, Kirsten, are proud owners of Zesto on Broadway. Chris, thanks for stealing away from the stand to join us today, and here's to ice cream.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it. We are happy to have you invite us here to talk about our Zesto. Thank you.